Hey guys, it's Russillo. Stay tuned because Press Row continues now on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Tuesday. Whether you're looking for a quick snack or a man-sized lunch, Hardee's is the place with all the options. Sandwiches, great burgers, chicken, fries, and even onion rings. That menu has all you want and more. Hardee's is the answer to your hunger and a proud sponsor of the Hardee's Hotline, which is 648-1051, here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. And it is a pleasure, as always, to welcome back on the Hardee's Hotline former Tennessee football coach Philip Fulmer. Coach, it's been quite the up-and-down ride this year for the Tennessee football team. How should fans feel about this season?
Well, I mean, it just depends on whether you want to look at it as the glass being half full or half empty. You know, we 8 wins in a season is good, not great at Tennessee, but good. You know, they could end up with 9 wins. You know, that's good. You know, we've had the East basically locked up if we beat 2 teams that were probably better than. At least we were better than them at the beginning of the season. But the truth of it is injuries played a tremendous part, you know, in this football season. We didn't look like the same team on defense, especially, you know, as we went on into the season. So I don't think it's an excuse. I think it's a reason, you know, that you look at. And I'm sure that Butch is going through all the stuff that you have to go through to evaluate your team, evaluate your coaches, your programs. You know, what do we do better? And then, you know, line it up and go again, you know, next year. So it just depends on the person's, you know, view of it. And I think they, you know, didn't achieve all that they wanted to achieve and we expected maybe them to achieve. And I had some seasons like that, and I had some seasons where when you won 8, it was maybe your best coaching job, you know, because you just weren't where you need to be.
All right, you mentioned injuries. Is that why, did it just take a while before the defense just kind of fell off the table in those last 3 games? Is that, do you kind of attribute that to the injuries with the defense?
Well, the injuries were certainly a part of it. Now, you know, I don't think there's as good a reason, or it's not the total reason. We lost our punch there at the end of the season for sure. And whether, you know, you could argue whether, you know, maybe the offense slows it down just a little bit, and, you know, and runs more clock and helps the defense a bit more, or whether you line up in more base defense and try to get them, you know, to just, you know, where they just don't make chunks and chunks of yards. I mean, that's a lot of yards. We almost 2,000 yards in the last 3 ball games. That's given up a lot. And I'm sure it's bothering, as much as it bothers all of us as fans and former coaches and whatever, you know, it bothers our coaches and our players a lot more. So they'll work at getting that fixed.
All right, this may be a little off the wall, but, you know, when you're on coach to coach, you can speak freely, and you had to be more guarded when you were the head coach at UT. But if Tennessee lost a tough game, you could feel it in your post-game press conferences. I mean, you owned the tough losses. I think there's a little bit of a disconnect with Tennessee fans in that Butch Jones, and I know Nick Saban can be as calculated and routine in press conferences as anybody, but Butch Jones almost comes across robotic, and we hear fans all the time just feeling like they wish Butch Jones could get emotional and accept a loss a lot of the way most coaches do. Do you feel that there's kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of a unique disconnect that I think Tennessee fans kind of feel Butch is a little robotic when it comes to real emotional situations?
Well, everybody has to be their own personality. You can't be something you're not, you know, and as a coach you get guarded because you get ambushed so many times, and one thing you say may be construed, that you meant one way may be construed differently, you know, sometime. I have not listened to or watched the post game, so I don't know exactly, you know, what you're what you're talking about, but I would just encourage, you know, him to be himself and whatever that is. I've seen him plenty emotional before now, so I don't know exactly what has happened in the post game things, but I would defend him, you know, from that standpoint of just you know, hey, make sure you're being yourself. And you know, there's so many things running through your mind at that particular time when you have a tough loss, and you do have to own it. I mean, I haven't really noticed that he didn't own a loss or whatever. In the end, it's your responsibility as the head coach, regardless of, you know, if it was a player screw up or a coach screw up or your screw up. It, in the end, it's your responsibility as the head coach.
You're listening to former Tennessee football coach Philip Fulmer here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, thanks again for taking the time. You referenced in the first question David asked you about how each Tennessee fan views this year. I'm going to put you on the spot. You're an alumni of the school. As a fan of this team, how did you view this year?
Well, just probably about like any other practical person did. As I said, we didn't reach our goals that we thought we could get, but there was lots of extenuating circumstances in that, and that being mostly injuries. Now, if you really looked at it critically, you know, I mean, we were lucky to beat Appalachian State at the beginning of the year and, you know, and probably had a real chance if we don't have all those turnovers to beat Texas A&M.
Right.
You know, in the middle of the season. And, you know, and so we could have lost a couple more. So, you know, you got to look at it completely objectively, I think, and that's kind of what I did. We could have done better, certainly, and we could have done worse. And in this conference, getting 8 wins is an okay year. Okay, not Tennessee's not good. It's okay when you consider the amount of injuries that they had. But the other side of that coin is we should have had enough depth to overcome that. You'd like to think that we do and will, and that you don't put yourself in the position to lose to South Carolina, you know. And I mean, Vanderbilt was bad enough, you know, but the game that really cost us was the South Carolina game, and we just didn't get it done.
Coach, you've got such an unbelievable tradition as a player, as an assistant, as a coach in this league, and I know you're going to have to bite the bullet to answer this question. How amazing is what Nick Saban has accomplished in the last decade at Alabama?
No, well, it is amazing. One, they've just got unbelievable, great process that they are very proud of, and I think that we all better pay attention to that. You know, from the president, you know, to the athletic director, Coach Battle, and to throughout the system, you know, they all have one purpose. And I mean, honestly, we were there. I mean, we didn't win 3 out of 4 national championships, but we were in a bunch, in a position to do that a bunch, and or play for them. And but when we were 100% all on the same page, from the president to the athletic director, the board, you know, all the way through the coaches to the support staff and the people that line the field, you know. We were all in tune, and we kind of, you know, melted internally, and I think we're getting back to that. But to answer your question, what he's done is amazing, and I got a call from one of the national magazines recently and asked him to say, well, do you think Coach Saban belongs in the category of legendary coaches? I said, are you kidding me? You know, I mean, the guy's done phenomenal.
And one more, because I think our listeners, and I know I greatly appreciate your perspective on this. Where would you rank Josh Dobbs in terms of quarterbacks in Knoxville?
You talking about in all time? I mean,
as long as you've been associated with the program, Coach.
Well, he's one of the better ones, certainly. You'd like to think that he could throw the football a little bit better, you know. But he certainly made a lot of plays. If we don't have Josh Dobbs, we may win 3 games. I mean, he had a great year, you know, and particularly after You know, we got beat up a little bit. He carried the whole football team on his back. So he was a really, really good player.
You're listening.
I had a couple of teams I'd love to have had Josh Dobbs on.
You're listening to former Tennessee football coach Philip Fulmer. Got a couple of minutes left here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. You touched on Josh Dobbs. Obviously, Tennessee won't have him next season. There's kind of the sentiment that this team, there's some disappointment that this team, everything was set up for Tennessee this year to win the East. As you move forward, you know this roster. You've been to practices. Do you think this was a missed opportunity and Tennessee takes a step back next year? Or do you still view this East as wide open and that Tennessee can be as good as anybody?
No, I think the East is not very good right now and overall, you know, and wasn't this year, and it'll be better next year. And you know, we should be as good. And we'll miss a quarterback, and we'll miss probably Camaro will go out early, you know. But there's no reason that we're not, you know, Tennessee's kind of should be in the mix most of the time. But, you know, Florida and Georgia are going to be better as well. It'll be interesting.
And then finally, I know David Blackburn's a guy that got his start working for you. Just kind of curious, I mean, he's been a guy that a lot of people consider could be the next AD. Would you like to see that happen? And what kind of friendship have you maintained with David?
Oh, I love David. David and I are good friends, and he did a great job for me here, and he's done a great job for Tennessee, and now UT Chattanooga. I'd say, you know, he'd want me to answer. He's got a job right now that's very important to him. And if you know, as far as the process at Tennessee, I just want to be a part of helping, you know, if I can be, and if anybody asks. So I think David would be a good candidate. There's, I'm sure, probably other people out there. The chancellor's going to have a lot to say about all of that, but I think David would be outstanding, actually.
Coach, have they asked you for some of your input?
I've had lots of conversation around. Thank goodness, you know. I say this, everybody that fired me got fired, so I'm I'm really engaged back with the university and glad to be that way. So,
all right, I'm going to slip this one last one in there. What's a grandfather getting grandkids for Christmas?
Well, actually, I'm out shopping right now for a little fishing stuff, so I don't have to do – my girls and my wife do most of the shopping, but this one I kind of had to do, so I'm making sure it's the good stuff. So,
well, listen, Coach,
we enjoy our grandchildren.
I bet. Coach, thanks as always for taking the time. We certainly enjoy having you on Press Row, and we certainly love listening to Coach to Coach Radio each Friday. You do a great job with that, so you and your family have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, I tell everybody, Doug Matthews. I said, I'm an expert now that I got my own radio show. I know a little bit more about football now.
Funny how that works.
It's funny how it works. Thank y'all.
All right, listen, have a great Christmas. All right, former Tennessee coach Philip Fulmer joining us here on Press Row. We'll be back. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.